Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a holistic and conscious approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we're going to do things a little bit differently because it's my birthday. And happy birthday to all you fellow Geminis out there. We celebrating the Gemini energy, the whole, you know, feel of it, seeing as how me and my co-host are both Geminis. All right. Okay, so, but before we get into all of that, I would like for you to visit conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Everything spelled correctly. You can also follow your girl on Twitter at Tay Queen, because I'm trying to build up my little Twitter account. You know what I'm saying? Sister trying to, you know, hey, there's little things you can do. You don't got to pay nothing to give me a birthday present. Just listen in to my show. Follow me on Twitter. You know, like the page, all that and all that. June's monthly yoga pose is the low cobra. The low cobra is a fairly easy yoga pose. It's when you lay on the floor with your forehead on the ground, toes tucked and knees lifted. Then you take your arms by your chest and then press them into the floor. Slightly lift your chest and head and neck off the ground, eyes looking straight forward. Great yoga pose. Its benefits are it opens up the heart chakra. It releases tension from the chest, stimulates the kidneys, clears the passages in the heart and the lungs, eases asthma symptoms, elevates the mood, improves menses irregularities. So that's good to know for the females out there, that y'all can listen in and also get that lovely advice for your womb. All right, the queendom, by the way, speaking of wombs, is for all my queens out there. It's our latest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. It's a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, the women. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. So if you're a sister who supports the community, definitely, definitely hit us up on thequeendompost.blogspot.com. If you're a brother, go ahead and hit it up too. Got great information. We also have a contest going on. Yes, yes, yes. My Woo Manifesto contest. You know, I was going to close it today, but I decided to extend it for a little while. So you still have some time until July 11th. I actually extended a month. So all my sisters who want to write their own Woo Manifesto and have the chance to win a pair of lovely Gemini creation earrings, appear on Conversations with the Queen, and spit that poem live, as well as have the chance to be posted on the conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com blog site and the queendompost.blogspot blog site. So definitely, definitely, if you're interested in that, do so, and you can send that poem to TayQueen, TAEQUEEN, at hotmail.com. All right. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my co-host, because you know I'm tired of talking about myself. So, hey, Saeed, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Birthday girl, birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Hey.
All right. we got a moment. But, definitely. You know, I feel like the energy is so high right now. Like, I'm feeling all this love. Everybody on Facebook is blowing up my thing. I'm like, I'm trying to like everybody. But I got a show to do.
Yeah.
Yes. I know your birthday is coming up soon as well.
Yeah, I'm Thursday. My birthday is Thursday.
You Thursday, all right, because we're going to be sure to celebrate you as well. So, you know, it's
Thursday.
A happy birthday to all our Geminis out there.
Geminis.
And, you know, if you're not a Gemini, you're just a Gemini lover, you can come on
yeah,
over
they
and
love
listen
us.
Too. So, you know what I'm saying? Exactly, exactly. We're going to be speaking to some powerful Geminis tonight, hopefully, if everybody can get a chance to call in. But regardless of that, we do have two very well-qualified Geminis on the line. So, you know, I want to open up things by talking a little bit about myself and what I do. See, I knew everybody listens, you know, every Monday night at 9 p.m., hopefully.
Right.
I know that everybody listens into the show and they hear me dispense a lot of information, especially pertaining to conscious topics and subjects and spirituality and all that stuff. But, you know, it's time to get to know the girl behind the mic, you know.
Right.
And pretty much, you know, right now is my 20th birthday, and some people might be a little bit surprised at that, but I've never hit
my
age. Yes.
I'm shocked.
How did you know? Stop.
I'm shocked.
Anyway, yeah, so, you know, some people, you know, they perceive that I'm older because, you know, I'm a bit more mature, I have a lot of wisdom, and I give all praise due to the ancestors who bestowed me with this wisdom and this intelligence, and the gift to speak, the gift of gab, as most of us Geminis do possess. I've been a poet, a spoken word artist, since the age of pretty much, oh, I started writing poetry at 7, but I started to really constantly flow with it around 13. And I've been writing ever since. I do write. I love to write any and everything. I write music. Some people don't know I'm a singer. I do sing. I don't really sing for most people. These
pretty
are things we're all finding
birthday,
out, right? You guys? I don't necessarily sing for most people most of the time. It's more of like an art that I'm honing in on right now. So, I mean, I can sing. Don't get it twisted. I can sing. I just, like, want to perfect my writing art of everything. Because I feel like in order to be a true artist, you kind of have to write your own stuff, too.
Right.
So,
right.
Exactly. So, you know,
right.
I don't want to be somebody just covering and stealing everybody else's music. You know, I got to be original.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another thing that I do. As well as I design jewelry. And I really, really want to talk about this because I feel it pertains to the show so heavily, and that's why I spelled Gemini, Gem and I, as in your eye on your face.
E-Y-E.
Yeah, E-Y-E, of course, because I have a jewelry line called Gemini Creations. I mean, I haven't been that active within the past year, but I just did start launching, you know, and showing the prototypes of the up-and-coming line, which is to be launched by the summer solstice, which is Angel Wings. And it's actually funny how I name a lot of these things. It all comes from the spirit for me. So Gemini Creations is actually named by one of my close friends. He doesn't really know it. We were talking one day, and he was like, you know, Gemini's deep, because his daughter's a Gemini. So he was like, Gemini's a deep because... He's like, peep the wordplay, Gem and I. And I was like, oh, snap, for real, I never thought about that. He's like, you truly got the gem in you. It's like, I'm like, all right, I got you. So I'm like, I'm starting a jewelry company, gems, jewels,
Right.
Gemini, and I'm a Gemini. So, you know, that's how that name got started. And, you know, Angel Wings, which is a feather earring line. You know, feather earrings are in, but what makes my line unique and different is that I use beaded gemstones that actually hold significant spiritual power. Everything I do in my Gemini Creations is all about the spiritual power of the and the integrity of the actual piece, as well as the beauty and the style of it. But it's really, I really try to focus hard and study hard about crystals and gemstones and all that stuff so I can bring you the best quality jewelry, as well as the best quality jewelry, not only to look good on your physical body, but as well to help out your spiritual body, like we were talking about last week. Cleaning out your
right.
spiritual house, you know what I'm saying? You gotta bring it all in, you gotta tie it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what Gemini Creations is really about, and that's my baby. I love it. That, along with this show, are my two main focuses. These are like my little creations, these are my outlets, this is my hub, this is where I do me best. So, you know, that's a little bit about me, you know, and just what I do. So, pretty much, you know, you can start to talk a little bit about yourself, Saeed, if you would like to interject and let everybody know a little bit about Saeed. I mean, if you were on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, you would have read his wonderful little biography, but I'm going to let the brother break it down for himself. So, Saeed, turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell everybody, man, it's her birthday, man. We need to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right. Oh, man.
So we know you're not a singer.
Man,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to let you handle that. I'm going to let you handle that. I ain't going to even get that for you. Oh, I got too much stuff to do. But anyway, yeah, like she say, I'm Saeed Mustafa Muhammad Il. Man, where do I begin? I mean, there's so much going on.
Start out where you from. Where you from? Tell
okay.
your hometown. Shout them out. Let
them know. Man, first, yeah, we're going to shout out. I'm from Kankakee, Illinois, but nobody knows where that is, so I just say Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I'm a similar way.
Right. Yeah, so we just say Chicago, like 40 minutes away. So we just say Chicago. We repping the whole Illinois. Matter of fact, you know, so... Man, I got a book coming out, man. It should be dropping in about 2 weeks called Finding My Way. It's basically just a depiction of my life, the life struggles that I've been through. I'm giving a lot of examples as far as things that young black males go through and they don't have anybody to talk to about. You know, they can see how I handle things and the mistakes that I've made throughout my life and then just take it from there, man. Hey, if I made a mistake doing it this way, and it's probably the chances you probably thinking on the same type of way if you live in the lifestyle that I was living, then maybe I may want to do something a little bit different. But yeah, I just opened up my whole life, man, and using my whole life as a something to just springboard for somebody else to do something right, you know. A lot of times when people go through an experience, they don't want to share it because they don't want nobody to see they have blemishes. You know what I'm saying? They don't want nobody to see the mistakes that they've made or the errors that they made in their life. I don't care. I really don't care what you say, what you see. I don't care. I'm an open book. Ain't no folded pages. Ain't no inked out stuff and none of that. I mean, you can see the whole thing. And hopefully somebody can use it and maybe change the direction of their life, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's all it is, you know? It's going to be out in about 2 weeks, man. It's going to be on cleverheadsbooks.com. That's www.cleverheadsbooks.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Saeed Mustafa Muhammad Il. That's Saeed Mustafa Muhammad Il. You can follow me on Twitter under Zaria's Dad. That's Zaria. ZARIASDAD. Man, where else I'm at? Man, I'm somewhere everywhere. But I got the same name for everything. Zaria's Dad. No,
everywhere. Just Google.
Just Google. I'm everywhere. Man, we just excited, man, to add on to positivity. We added on to negativity for so long. So, man, it's just exciting to be able to do something positive and add on. Actually, on my birthday, I'm trying to, I just sent in my application to Steve Harvey to go and help volunteer with Steve Harvey. Got a youth mentoring program that he's doing this Father's Day weekend. I'm trying to get in on there. I'm trying to get in on that this weekend. Matter of fact, starting on my birthday on Thursday. So that's what we got planned this week.
All right. Well, we hope that goes well and
that
gets done. And
time to give back.
You know, definitely, definitely appreciate that. So is there anything at all that you would like to further share with our listening audience?
Let me see, man. It's so much, man, but I don't want to hog the show. This is your show. I don't want to hog the show. Let me see.
I mean, you ain't hogging it if I told you to say something.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Well, you know, I started a blog. Mm-hmm. It's a WordPress blog. Mm-hmm. A WordPress blog. You can actually go to Saeed Speaks at WordPress.com. And that is just a blog that I just started for. You know, it's a lot of single mothers out here. Mm-hmm. A lot of single mothers out here. It's unfortunate, but this is a known fact that there's a lot of single mothers out here. And
we're gonna talk about that pretty soon. We're gonna have a show, a show topic coming on. Yes. Yes.
and they don't know how to deal with a young teenage boy. They don't know how to deal with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So who else to ask than a brother who been through it, who actually was a teenage boy. You know what I'm saying? You asking your mama or your sister, they don't know. They don't know how to deal with no teenage boy because they ain't men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So who else better to ask but me? Not saying me per se, like I'm the head honcho or nothing, but I'm saying I was once there. You know what I'm saying? Experience living in the house with my mother. You know what I'm saying? So we got that going. SaeedSpeaks@wordpress.com. What else? Man, we just kind of do a whole lot of stuff, man. You know?
Yeah, you know, we all trying to do a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, we trying to do a whole lot of stuff.
That's what we do. That's a part of the Gemini energy. We doing too much at one time. That's
right. We got a whole bunch of stuff on our plate at one time.
Exactly. Because, yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I get bored doing one thing at a time. I mean, if anybody who knows me close to me, I'll be on my show, like, doing my show live, chatting with people on Facebook, taking somebody, you know, like, doing everything at once. If we could do everything, you know what Geminis need? We need some extra arms. That would help.
You know what? Octopus. You right.
That would help that out. I used to like. I'm weird. Don't worry about me. I'm a little odd. But like when I was little, I used to wish I had more arms.
At the same time.
So you know, if we could, we probably would grow an extra couple of arms. Yes.
Sure would.
Yeah. That would look weird though.
Yeah, we walk around with like four arms or something.
I know, right? Anyway. But yeah, you know, anybody who knows anything about Geminis know that we are some powerful beings, okay?
Sweet.
We are ruled by the planet Mercury. Our element is air. And we are air signs. We are also the mutable air sign, meaning that we adapt and change to our environment and our situations, which makes us, you know, very suitable for any type of situation. We're the type of people who can go in, we can chill with one crowd, then come over here completely chill with a different other crowd, go to the other day and go chill with a whole completely
very
different
adaptable.
Other crowd, because that's what we do. We socialize, and we just, you know, we meld in with anybody. We can do whatever, you know what I mean? As far as social working, we also are very communicative, if you haven't noticed.
Right.
That's a nice way of saying we talk a lot. Sometimes we talk too much.
Right.
Something that we need to master is Gemini sometimes is listening.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, we tend to be a very vocal people, and that makes us, you know, as well as determined people. So sometimes a lot of us are artists, and I like to list a few famous Black Geminis while I'm on the topic and on the subject. I know we know this. Pac was a Gemini. Tupac was a Gemini.
June
15th. I do believe it was the 16th of June.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie was a Gemini. He's a May Gemini. Lauren Hill, yes.
Oh,
Lauren Hill is a Gemini. She was a, she's a June Gemini. Prince is a Gemini. I think he's a May Gemini. Venus Williams is a Gemini. I don't know which month.
Damn, we bad.
Kanye West. Cocky by giving us a bad day.
Yeah.
But musical genius, nevertheless, is a Gemini.
Genius.
You got to give it up. You got to give credit where credit's due.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny Kravitz is a Gemini.
Yep.
Lisa Left Eye Lopes. And everybody says
Lopez,
but I want everybody to know something right here about Lisa, okay? Lisa was Parkeverdian. Okay, just like your homegirl over here. You know, so that Lopes is not Lopez, which is the Spanish version of the name. It's not that it's so different. It's just a different pronunciation. But Lopes is the Portuguese pronunciation. Seeing as how Cape Verde was colonized by the Portuguese, we have Portuguese last names. So, actually, she was a Cape Verdean. So that's a cool fact. You know, me and her had a little connection there.
Okay.
You know, my people. Lionel Richie is a Gemini.
Dang,
and so was Miles Davis, the great Miles Davis. Gemini. Yes. And I listed all of them. I think I'm going to put it on the blog. I have it in my notes in the Facebook. If you anybody's interested in seeing it, they're on my Facebook friends page.
You know who I just found out? They're not black, but you know who I just found out has the same birthday as me, though? I was just looking at it. Che Guevara. If anybody knows who Che Guevara is. And Donald Trump. I did not know that Donald Trump was, his birthday was on the same day as mine.
Well, you see, we make moves.
See,
that's
over.
What we do. We make moves. You see what I'm saying?
And the lady, what's her name? Harriet Beecher Stowe. Her birthday was June 14th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that, man. I was just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Things you didn't know. You know who else is a Gemini? The owner of this network. Miss Michelle Alford. Yeah,
happy
remember?
Happy birthday.
Hold up. Nah, I don't know if he was on the show. No, he wasn't there. I was on the show. Yeah. Last Thursday, and that was her birthday. So, yes, we give out a happy birthday shout-out to Michelle. Yes, she is a phenomenal woman as well. Put this whole network station together, so you know that's what we do.
Yeah.
We network and we communicate and we talk and we let everybody know about what's going on with us. All right, I'm going to take a little bit of a break because, you know, I can talk and talk, but, you know, I need a little rest. But I'm going to play this wonderful song, I'm a Queen, and I feel it's appropriate because I am a queen, by Conscious Black. All right, here we go.
Soulmate, the one who was made for me.
Beantown, y'all didn't know, that's where I'm from, Boston.
What?
So, yeah, big ups to Boston, Beantown, my beauty school sisters doing your thing. Definitely. All right, I love you, my sister, and I will talk to you later. And, you know, I just love, peace, and blessings, and thank you for calling in.
Love, blessings.
All right, peace. All right, I'm going to request that if Sister Nova is on the line and listening and ready to come on the show, my lovely other Gemini sister, I call her my big sister because she is so lovely and she's like family to me. So if you're on the line, you can raise your hand by pressing one. Let me know when you're ready to talk, girl. If not, it's okay because we're going to keep it rocking. All right. I just wanted to share a little bit of information with you about Geminis, all right? Geminis' most compatible signs are Leo, Libra, Aquarius, and Aries. That's why me and my best friend, you know, we so close because she an Aries and everything like that. And Leo and Libras and Aquarius, we get along with a lot of fire and air, other fire and air signs. We are most incompatible with Cancers, Virgos, Scorpios, Capricorns, Pisces, and Taurus. That's a long list.
Yes, it is.
But we're also, you know, we can also variate and become compatible with other Geminis as well as Sagittariuses. So, I mean, I think it would probably be, you know, those situations, and this is speaking on a romantic level, this is not speaking in a business term or anything like that. We just talking about on a love intimacy level. We do have Miss Nova with her hand raised. All right. So we're going to bring Miss Nova on. Hey, Nova.
Hey, my sweetie. How you guys doing? Hi, Saeed.
Hey,
my little brother and my little sister, y'all working it out tonight. I'm so proud. I always tell you I'm proud of you, Tay-Tay. Yes, right. That's my Tay-Tay. Because I've been knowing her for, I don't know, it's been a few years now, Tay?
Yep, about 2 years
now. Okay. So it seems like I've been knowing her, like she, you know, I'm not going to get into all of that. Just put it like this, just that we are kindred spirits, for real, for real.
For real.
And, and she has been a very instrumental as well as just loving influence in my life with everything that I've tried to pursue, you know, on the cyber level. She always is supportive and got my back, you know, the when, the where, the what time she's going to be there. So I could not miss this show tonight. And I saw that you hit me back, Saeed, when I said I'm going to the Gemini party tonight. You like, oh, I'm there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah. That's how I met you through her, through Tay, right? Yeah. That's right.
Because we did a show dedicated to the youth some weeks back, and you called in and was expressing some things, you know, about your past and how you've transformed, brother. And, you know, that's why I'm like, I just support you. I'm hearing all of the wonderful things, your productivity and your involvement and just, you know, how you guys are really just, you know, just flowing with the frequency. It makes me so proud, you know. So today has really been like a real like lax day for me because I've been on the grind hustling with the food boxes and the produce. And the last couple of weeks, we have 18 acres out here in Cali. I'm actually from Compton, to give you a little insight on me. And I moved inland, what they call the Inland Empire. So I'm in San Bernardino County out here in California. And I actually came into a farming situation from my husband and my loved one. And now we have 18 acres that we cultivate. And I'm learning so much. I'm learning about the irrigation process and the plowing and all of the things that it takes to, you know, keep your soil rich to grow, you know, dynamic, you know, self-sustainable, organic, if you will, if you go with that term, you know what I'm saying?
Because right, that's a generic term.
But anyway, food, I mean, to feed ourselves. And then from that, all these interesting people that have come into my experience, you know, everything that I wanted to learn and everything that I wanted to know. And it's just really just opening up. Like I had showed Tay a picture of this sister that made these beautiful moccasins from moose and deer. And even though I know a lot of us are, you know, like trying to get away from using the animal skins and that, this, that, and the other, it's still just an honor, you know, from
right,
from a Dakota, you know, lineage. I don't know exactly what her Indian lineage is, but she's like, you know, willing to show me how to make these shoes. And I'm just like, well, hell, let me just go on and learn and
right,
be humble,
right,
whether it's with moose, deer, or gorilla. Let me learn this, because the whole point of the matter is that we are falling away from, you know, the powers that be. And,
yeah,
you know, when I run up in, like I told Tay today, I have to go to Costco and different places. Like, I'm tired of giving them my money, you know. So, you know, we'll start growing some hemp, you know, and getting into that. And then we'll learn how to make the hemp shoes. But at least I have that
right,
craft already down, mm-hmm, you know.
Right. Is those the shoes that you posted on your Facebook today?
Yes, I think I did on yesterday. And she does magnificent beading work. The lady,
yeah,
is, she's an elder, but it,
yeah,
took her like 9 days. And then she has the blade pouch and the regular pouch that you put your stones or your, you know, your whatnots in. And the whole set,
right,
went from $900. So,
wow.
And it's worth it. It's worth it.
Right.
Because if you see the craftsmanship in it, she's no joke. Spiritual, just no joke. So
right,
I'm just like, I hold to Mama Day, you know, she's beautiful. And I've got a couple of, she doesn't sell her sage sticks, but she was just like, you know, on a donation or whatever. So the sage sticks are just, you know, wrapped perfectly. And we also have wild sage, right, like maybe just 3 or 4 miles away from us. So
that's great.
So, yeah, so... But everything you guys was, you know, that the information you were giving Tay about, you know, other Geminis is so right on. Mm-hmm. And we do have like 20 irons in the fire and at one time.
Right.
And that's a good thing, because we are the organizers and, you know, the communicators and, you know, of the Zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's like, because we have like billion-dollar ideas, but we on to the next thing, and then we need the rest of the family to come on and
yeah,
you
jump
know,
on board,
step on board and help push it. But
yeah,
at the, you know, it's like don't feel no way that you didn't come up with the idea, but
right,
just know that you're gonna benefit from it too. And I think that's one of the major downfalls of our community is that thing, like, oh, well, I didn't come up with it, so I'm not going to put no energy into it. Or, you
right,
know, that hateration.
Mm-hmm.
Hateration.
And you know we ain't got time for that. So it's like,
right,
whatever it is, or whatever it is that I have, Taya, tell you, I'm going to support it. Because, you know, she was just shouting out the other day she needed something. And I'm like, well, get some more money in July. I got that for you, you know what I'm saying? Because I know she really is with it. She's doing... And then the girl is so young, and she got so much energy, and that's what we need. We need y'all. We need y'all on point, you know, and you guys are on point.
I'm about to fall asleep right now.
You know what, Nova, can I ask you a question? I've been hearing so much about this online school. I want to hear about that. That's what I want to hear about.
Okay. Well, the online school, see, I'm fixing to flip that, because even though it's still going to remain online, it's going to be offered online.
Mm-hmm.
It is a virtual online. My grandbaby is beating me up, y'all. But it is offered online. It's called New Chemist Spiritual Learning Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I founded it along with Nefera, my aunt. And
okay.
She's on the East Coast. And, you know, like I have stated in other radio shows and interviews, we used to be up at 3 or 4 in the morning at, you know, the most stillest creative time of the day, you know. You know, just creating and finding pictures and creating departments and uploading information and, you know, designing curriculum and all of that. So the school is basically set. It's ready to go. I have a few wisdom givers that are on deck as far as law is concerned. You know, our everything from universal law on down to, you know, to keep you know, these youth or whatever up on the game so they'll never catch cases. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I have everything from cosmogony to, the Hall of My Eye, which is law, to, it's just so many departments. We have my automatics. We have Bible Franz, Televon Smith. He's in, Niagara Falls, and he teaches online. And we had a few students come through there, but I must say for the homeschooling circuit, I don't feel like I've been getting the responses. Like, people will, you know, go get at me, but they won't join. And I don't really know why that is, but it's not that
hard. It's been a turnaround.
Because we're going to help push it. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to help push it.
Right on. And because it can't be the tuition, because the tuition is just, like, cheaper than cheap. It's $17 an hour. You know what I'm saying? To receive whatever supplementary, if your child is already, you know, in school, then if they're having a hard time or whatever, if you just want your children to learn from an African science perspective, then, and that's AF, capital R, and capital A, K-A-N, scientific perspective, then you bring your child there and they will gain that. And they will also learn the numbers meditation, which I shared with you, Saeed, one night.
Hey, you blew my mind too.
And
you gonna tell me about that?
Us Geminis do, we blow your mind.
Man, she blew my mind. I was like, whoa.
Right, and you know, and that's like part of there's many spiritual solutions to you know, to our challenges and, you know, our experience. As you know, but the numbers don't lie, and we teach our families that at New Kemet. And, you know, I touch and agree with what you guys are saying. Yeah, it is a turnaround, because I'm conferencing with a sister whose father is the curator and owner of an African museum out here in Pomona, California. And he also is implementing a university called the Ma'at Institute. And so I'm going to present to him soon, but his daughter and myself, we're going to, you know, kind of get some things together, some points together, and join up. And so to bring this into a physical school, because she's hitting me like, oh, you know, Sister Nova, my kids need, you know, to be more up on, you know, their African spirituality help. And I'm just like, I've been telling y'all, like, damn.
Right.
You know.
Jump on board.
Really. So, and that's the place. And I'm like, because I'm in... Really and truly, me being a Gemini, I'm like, you know, even though I'm free spirited and I'm everywhere at one time, when it comes to my children, it's like I'd rather have them up around me. But sometimes that's not, it's like they need to interface with other children. But at the same time, the kids in the public schools, it's just like it's so much stuff going on.
Man.
And then, you know, all of this is turning into a police state. I'd be afraid, even though as spiritual as I am, and I know that the ancestors is protecting me and mine, for my son to walk down to the grocery store or whatever, because he's highly melanated for one thing. And I'm just like, I really don't want to put him in school, you know. For him to have to, like, I think, It's good in a way to so he can see what that system is like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just always envision my children just being free and learning, and then learning family business, and then going forward with it, and not even being concerned about what all this outside shit is. Even though you know what I'm saying, they need to know, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, Geminis be back and forth with themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the world we would love, too.
Yeah. So that's really what I've been trying to create, and it is a little difficult when you got something outside that's always, like, you know, the contrary, you know.
Well, Sister Nova, check this out. I got a sister right now telling me on Facebook right now, I'm looking at my screen, she's telling me that she wants to support it right now, right now.
Okay.
And that's and that homeschooling, I just want to tip my hat to you, because that homeschool is what we most definitely need. Right here in Dallas, I'm going to a school board meeting tomorrow. They closed 11 schools in the Dallas Independent School District. They closed 11 of them. So where you think our babies are finna go?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that homeschool thing is what's up right now. Like, we really need to get on that homeschooling, because they are setting our children up for this this jail infiltration. Like, that's to boil it all down. That's really what's up. They finna send our babies to jail.
Straight
you know what I'm saying?
So they got the juvie around the corner from our house.
Exactly. I have a brother in the chat who asked if you need any teachers or teaching artists or anything like that.
We have a creative circuit department, and actually, let me tell you who I wanted to teach the creative circuit department. Now, see, we have an art savvy department, and so that's where that brother, he would be, you know, the wisdom giver for that, you know. I had even asked Cyrock if she could come and teach the creative circuit department, just like on like lyrical content and flow, poetry, prose, similes, metaphors, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I already have some poetry there in that department, and a couple of lessons there. Mm-hmm. And basically that's what I need, because I have so many different departments, because it's a university really within itself. Mm-hmm. I actually got the idea. Where it stemmed from is I was, my children, Zerul and Tremera, at the time were attending Courage Unity on 78th and Western in L.A., and Professor Momo Suluswale had the Dogon University there, and he and I became, and that's also who I learned the numbers meditation, because he's a Dogon high priest. So, I mean, I took notes and notes and notes, I mean, because I had a job at that time where, I'm on the radio. Can you tell me what? Yeah, come on. At the time, and it was so many things that I gained as far as, you know, African spirituality, cosmogony, and just, you know, I shed skin through that experience. I'm serious. Well, and so all my notes, I have folders and folders of notes, and I've compiled, you know, that data into the school, because I was supposed to be working with him with the Black Learning Institute. But he and I fell out for some, you know, crazy reason, but it was just a man. I still love the brother, and I'll tell anybody right now today, ain't no love lost. I know we're going to come around again. But, I mean, he and I, his wife, elder sister, Mama Flossie, we'd be up 3 in the morning once again, you know, writing books on concave personality disorders and pineal gland functionality, and really being able to reach your children, just by numbers exercises and looking them into their eyes and performing the numbers meditation is really what it is. So all of that stuff I still have, I still do, and I want to share with the family so we can free up, you know, totally, you know. So,
well,
I need to sign up to that school, sister.
The brother in the chat said he wants to know who to reach out to in order to get in touch with you and everything like that. So give out your contact information.
Yeah, please put that in the chat room, because I'm on my phone, because I was expecting that I was going to be out. But, you know, and also my Facebook information, you know, Nova Kafele, Kafele. On Facebook, and I don't tweet, and I don't YouTube, and I mean, you know, I don't have the time for it, because I'll be out here, and that's another thing I want to do is bring the children so they can learn how to build earth ships and, you know, the shoes, and, you know, just come and spend time with it. And one of the problems that I really want to solve is with the homeschooling is I hear a lot of times the reason why our families don't homeschool is because, you know, they have to work, they don't have the money. So I just want to put that out in the ethers right now that everything that we need is already, it's already there. It is at our you know, our access. We have the ability to do whatever it is that we need to do to, you know, for our highest good. And I just want to put that out there as an affirmation. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, for people that, you know, want to, but, you know, they have those things that are, you know, right, that are keeping them from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to find a way to get this money, too, so that we don't, it's like we don't have to give our time to them. And that's what I keep stressing. You know, it's different things that we can be doing.
Exactly.
For our creativity.
Exactly.
And,
get ourselves out of that mindset, that 9 to 5. We need to not be on that. Because anybody who's making money ain't working 9 to 5. I'm going to let you know that right now. Anybody who's making real money is not working on 9 to 5. So we need to get ourselves out of that plantation mentality. It's not what's up. I mean, do what you got to do to survive. I ain't hating. I ain't trying to tell nobody to quit their job or nothing. But
true,
I'm letting you know, be on, you know, be supportive of others who are not necessarily on that level. And if you aspire to reach a different level and you feel it's not for you, go for it. Do what you need to do for yourself. All right. We do have a lot of callers with their hands raised. I'm sure a lot of people got a lot of questions for Sister Nova. And if you have any questions for Sister Nova, the caller number is 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-8881. That's 3/8 and a 1. And you can call in and raise your hand and let your voices be heard. But for right now, we do have a caller from the 619 area code. Caller from the 619 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
Is it the brother, Bomani Ross Spikes? Me and you are friends on Facebook, sister, you know, and I just wanted to call in just tell you, you know, happy birthday. And I'm tuning in from time to time and I always hear your shows. And, you know, they're definitely some powerful shows. Now, the sister who had just came on, right, you know,
still on.
It was definitely deep because, you know, me calling from, like, San Diego, California, being from California, it's always a real good feeling to hear a fellow, you know, brother or sister from Cali, you know, on the square, you know, on the square and, like, pushing the program. Because out here in the West, we, like, tend to be so far behind as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, trying to push the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, a gang of the stuff that she was saying, I just found beautiful and deep, you know, and like I myself, I'm also a straight Gemini. My like birthday is 5/22. I have for the most part grew up in San Diego, you know, gang banging and all the other stuff, you know, but when I turned about 21 years old, you know, I just had this calling. You know what I'm saying? You know, my whole life, I'd always felt myself to be bigger than that, which was always presented to me as being me. You know what I'm saying? And so since that time, I had just kind of like just, you know, got on the square. And, you know, I've now kind of like focused myself on trying to reach the most hardest elements of our people in the street, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to bring them signs. So, you
okay.
know, with all that said, let me just say this, that any type of programs that y'all is pushing,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, you can always post them on my page because I try to run a page in which it is those who are conscious
mm-hmm.
on the page as friends, but at the same time, it's a lot of those who, like, still needs to be, you know what I'm saying, woke up is wet. So, you know, feel free anytime to post anything.
Well, give out your page.
What's your name, brother? Say your name.
Omani Rock
Spice. So everybody can get it. Spell it.
Omani Rock Spice.
Okay. I'll post that in the chat. I'm sure you're on my friends list, so I'll post that on the chat. And thank you, brother, for calling in and sharing. You know what I mean? Thank you for supporting. And happy birthday, even though
happy
we missed
birthday.
It. Belated birthday to you. And, you know, please come back and support us every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for sharing and everything. We really do appreciate it, brother.
All the time, Queen.
All right. Peace. All right, we do have another caller on the queue. I'm going to get that brother's information and post it in the chat as soon as I let this brother through. And this is a special brother, if it is who I think it is. He's definitely a special brother and always a welcome guest on Conversations with the Queen. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Peace, what's good? It's Palmetto Stard on the ground.
Peace, brother.
What's good with you? Hey, I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Aw, thank you.
No, because all, you know, it's a special day for you. You know what I'm saying? So I was just calling and wishing you that. You know, I have a couple meetings online tonight.
Okay.
And it sounded and the conversation, the topic of conversation sounded really good. And if you could like hit me with some of that information that, or some of that information.
All right.
That you guys were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to you know, for more about that. But
okay.
I was just primarily calling to wish you a happy birthday.
All
you
right.
know. Let you
well,
know
real
that,
quick,
you know.
Real quick, tell everybody about your show this Thursday and, you know, how to reach your show and what it's going to be about because I'm feeling this because, you know, I'm a natural sister myself, so, you know, I'm feeling this topic.
Oh, yes. We're talking. It's going to be a discussion now. We're going to be talking with Cassie from Be Bonafide Magazine in New York talk about Cassie and Nappy versus burning and perming. So it's going to be natural hair. Yes, yeah. So, you know, a lot of people are choosing to go natural, you know.
Yes.
Now you see a lot of times now the perming companies, they're just throwing the perm out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, and that's it.
Trying to get rid of them, but no, we got to resist that. We got to resist that, you know. So we're going to be talking about that. It's going to be Thursday at 11, blogtalkradio.com/2RawForTV. Spell that numerically with the 2 and the 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be on and popping. Call up 323-410-0036 if you want to discuss it. And we're going to be talking to Cassie from Be Bonafide Magazine. So it's going to be a hot discussion. I appreciate that. Stay tuned.
All right. And we do love Brother Palmetto, and we do support his show.
Yes, we do support his show.
11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. And that, again, is blogtalkradio.com/2RawTV. All right. Thank you, brother, for calling in. And big ups to my Aries.
Peace. Big ups.
Big ups. All right. We do have another caller from the 734 area code. Caller from the 734 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Hey there, Miss Queen. How are you this evening?
Hey. Is this who I think it is?
I wanted to call and sing happy birthday to you, but my voice has left me. But I just wanted to make sure I came through this evening, especially for a queen as special as you.
Aw, thank you. And for those who don't know, this is the poetic energy herself. Miss Michelle Alford, yes. And, you know, we thank you and we love you because without you, this show would not be possible. So, you know, we definitely are grateful towards you and happy belated birthday to you, you know. And
happy birthday,
all the Geminis you can. Yes. So thank you. Michelle, for coming on. I won't hold you too long because I know you love that voice, sister. So I want you to rest it up so you can come back on Thursday and, you know, host for us.
Yes, and welcome, Saeed. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have you added and onto the network with the Queen. You guys are doing a wonderful job, and I am fortunate and blessed to have you here on the network.
Oh, thank you. I feel so like I'm at home right now.
Keep following the Queen, because Vessa is definitely headed for greatness.
Oh, but I'm trying to tag on. I got my hands right around her ankle.
All right, Ms. Queen, and great show, by the way, and I'll
thank
talk
you.
To you soon.
All right. Well,
we love you
and peace, sister. And we love that, Michelle. Yes, the you know, reason that Poetic Energy Network Station exists. Wonderful, beautiful sister. We do have another caller. We got everybody calling in tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they want to support
you.
That energy. You know what I'm saying? We do have another caller from the 586 area code. Caller from the 586 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from? And do you have any questions or comments pertaining to the topic?
I didn't catch the topic. This is Renee stepping out on Faith, LLC.
Oh,
a mutual friend. Oh, yeah, Saeed, Mustafa, Muhammad. I've been plugging into a lot of things. Happy birthday, Queen. Got to give you that.
Thank you.
I did catch that. You know, I love it. I did hear a little something about the men talking about the natural hair. I do wear red fro, so it's on my Facebook page. So if you want to log in on it, you know, it was just a decision I made. I woke up one day and I realized this is who I am, and I'm, you know, it's time to bring it out, and I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually love it. So I'm going to catch your show. How often is it? You know, I'm
it's every week on Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Rafa TV.
Okay, well, I'm calling from Sterling Heights, Michigan. I'm born and raised in the D. Got a little radio show in Highland Park. We worldwide as well. So we love to have you on the show. We're actually seen and heard on 88.1 FM. So if you ever want to come down to the, I don't know where you're at, but if you ever want to come down to the D, Highland Park, you're welcome, Saeed, as well. Just give Renee.
Oh,
man.
I'm in the B. He's down in Texas. So, you know, we do get out there, because I know.
But I'm from Midwest, though. Hey.
You guys can log in and actually see us, and we can wave at you. You can call in. We love to hear the things that you got to say. You say the poetic energy, you know, the spoken word. You got all that. Bring it. Come on with it.
Right.
We love it. We embrace it. You have a great birthday. Saeed,
you
keep doing what you're doing on the promo tip. I'm going to let y'all go.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See, all that love. I like all that love. Right? Speaking of which, I'm going to play the commercial real quick for the Spoken Word Awards. Spoken Word Awards. I'm trying to find it on the switchboard. Okay, here we go. The Spoken Word Billboard Awards, which will be held on September 29th in Detroit. So let's, because that's where the whole station is based. So, you know, even though we do give shout-outs to wherever we calling from and the host and wherever we from, we let everybody know that it definitely is going down in the D. So, you know, big ups to Detroit, big ups to Michigan, big ups. So without further ado, let me play the commercial real quick.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right. And that was the Spoken Word Billboard Awards commercial.
Hey.
Brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. And right now you are listening live to Conversations with the Queen with me, your host, Tay Queen, and my co-host, Brother Saeed.
Hey, we here.
We do have one more caller with their hand raised, and I would like to remind everybody that if you do have a question, especially for Ms. Nova, because even though she's a little quiet, she's still on the line.
Yeah, I'm still here.
There she goes.
Exactly. So if you have any questions or comments for Ms. Nova, you can definitely call in. The call number is 917-932-8881, and let your voice be heard. But caller from the 864 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from, and what is your name?
I'm calling from Kunduz, Afghanistan. This is Hamza Zubiri.
Oh,
and I just
want
to say peace and blessings to the Queen and Assalamu Alaikum to Brother Saeed.
How are you, brother? Peace, brother.
I'm doing all right. Didn't get to hear the show today, y'all. I have got up a little late. My time is different, but I will check out the archives. Hear the Keeping Your Spiritual Room Clean. And that was beautiful. Just wanted to tell y'all that, you know, it's a good job that y'all are doing. You know, it's always beautiful to see y'all people on a positive note, you know. And just wanted to give y'all my salams and, you know, keep up the good work and the good word that y'all are giving us.
All right.
Man, brother, that's all right, brother. Hey, brother, don't forget, brother, when you get back to Dallas, brother, what we got to do when you get back over here, bro.
Yep, that's for real. We have to do that.
Don't forget.
And to all the listeners, Brother Saeed is really on a mission. We're doing positive things for the youth in the neighborhood but that's another show. I'm not going to take over that. I'll take up the time. But like I say, it's happy birthday as well to the Queen, and like I say, it's a beautiful thing that y'all are doing, and may the Most High continue to bless y'all on y'all journeys and the work that y'all have coming in the future. Y'all have a good one. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's slime, brother. Peace. Man, that brother, man, I used to work with that brother, man, here, man, and he went over there to Afghanistan, man, that made my life.
Aw, we are honored, like, right now. We are so honored here on Conversations with the Queen, because we're doing big things, and I'm so happy and excited.
Hey.
Yes. We do have another caller from the 704 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the subject?
Yes, say happy birthday. This is Strange Fruit.
Strange Fruit.
Peace.
Hey, guys.
Peace.
Geminis, I'm a Gemini lover. I love y'all.
That's Miss Walsh.
Okay.
I just wanted to say happy birthday. Sister Nova, I'm definitely going to check you out.
Thank you. Mine was May 31st.
Happy birthday to you, too. I'm a Capricorn, but I love y'all anyway.
Oh, we love Capricorns, too. My mom was a Capricorn, so
But, yes, sister, I'm going to check your school out. I definitely want to do that for my my son. I'm homeschooling him, so I'm on there.
You're a member, right? Aren't you already a member?
I am a member. I'm going to forward all of my information to you tomorrow. I'm getting on it.
See?
Because I'm really interested in getting them set up with that curriculum and everything.
Okay, right on.
Yes. And
but y'all don't
you guys
know.
Get a moment.
This the sister that's gonna be carrying my book.
Yep.
I want her to go and shout it out. Let's go and shout it out.
Yes, cleverheadsbooks.com. Check me out. I have plenty of books on there. Anything you want to know, knowledge books. That's what I specialize in. So check me out.
I want you to get acquainted too, sister. I want you to get acquainted with the sister who was on previously just a couple minutes ago, who is the head and the owner of this network station, and she's also a publisher. So, you know, I want you all, everybody to link up. You know, that's what we do as Geminis. We link everybody up. You know, anybody we know, you good with this one, you good with this one, you go over here, you go over there. So that's what we do. So definitely I want you to get acquainted with her.
To get the book out there, contact me. I'm on Facebook, Strange Fruit.
Got any email, any other contact information?
Yes, you can hit me up at cleverheadsbooks@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, sister. And
thank you.
Appreciate it. And
y'all have a good night.
If y'all buying the book, give that sister your business. All right.
Buying the book, get that sister your business. Don't go to Borders and half price books and Barnes and Noble. No.
Buy black.
That's what we're doing. Keeping our dollars black.
All right.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
We appreciate you calling up. We really do.
I said I just wanted to chime in real quick on that publishing tip. Because I wrote a children's book called No Shoes for Serema, and I've been looking for assistance with getting that out there. So I'd like to have a number as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at that.
Well, you know,
look
text me, you know, and I got you. And you know how we do. Just like I'm telling you, anything you need, anything you just ask a Gemini, we got you.
Man, ask a Gemini.
Here we got you.
I know a sister already out here, Akua
Gufai. Sister
Akua, yeah. Yeah, but she be so busy, I could hardly even get with her. But it's time for that.
They're doing that magazine right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's also an author of children's books as well. But I'm telling you, it couldn't be a truer statement about a Gemini. It's like that's my vision though, is for us to lose all of these groups and just get into, start focusing more on one world organization, forget the groups. Let's just organize just one organization.
Man. So when we melt it all down, when we melt all that other stuff off of us, the religion, that I'm this and I'm that, I'm this, that political, when we melt it all down, when we're going to be standing there, we all going to be black at the end of it. So,
exactly. Whether
let's
you like it or not.
Get all that off us.
That's what it is. All right,
exactly,
we do have another caller. A caller from the 786 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
Divine Peace. What's going on, y'all? This is IT Blues calling from South Florida. What's crack-a-lacking? Happy birthday to you.
Look at that.
Happy birthday.
Because Nova sang too. Nova sang. She ain't get in there though.
What it is, y'all? How y'all doing?
All right, and this is another lovely Gemini brother. Got so much love. And, you know, he is a spoken word artist. You know, he put it down a little bit vocally as well as we just saw. We want to learn a little bit about you first, but we're going to have the brother spit some wonderful poetry live in honor of me, the queen. But let's learn a little bit about you, brother. Like, tell everybody what we should know about Haiti Blues.
What you know about IET Blues? Well, the original name of Haiti, you can actually call me IET Blues.
Okay, IET.
The original name of
Aisha. I got love. Big yes. up to all my Haitian brothers and sisters.
Big
out
up
there.
To the Haitians.
Big up. What? Creole. I'm a Creole.
You know what I'm saying? No matter if we're in America, you know what I'm saying, in Jamaica, Haiti, Trinidad, Afuraka, England, Asia, you know what I'm saying? We all the original people, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
You know, get back to the mother source and the father source, and it would be all good. You know, pretty much, you know, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, you know what I'm saying, going through this ascension process. It's been a very interesting one, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I embrace it. It's all of the challenges that go along with it. And, you know, we are in some beautiful divine times amongst all the physicalities and the stuff that go on with that right now, as we see without people. Yet, you know, despite all that, there's a lot of spiritual things going on. And as a Gemini, you know what I'm saying, you know, Geminis deal with communication. You know, we rule the ethers. And right now, as a spoken word artist, Griot, Gemini, I'm letting you know that that this time that we're in is major, man.
Exactly.
And spiritually, as a people, we really, really got to take a look at it. There's so many things going on. You know, a lot of people think Jesus is coming back, or white Jesus, you know what I'm saying? That's not necessarily the truth, you know. The Christ, higher self within all of us is coming back, but, you know, white
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so, you know, along with the 2012 cosmic shift and the galactical alignment, just that energy, you know what I'm saying? All of that is coming. And, you know, right now there's a divine awakening occurring. You know what I'm saying? So it's a process, but it's definitely happening. I'm experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
You
want to let the brothers and sisters know, you know, how to get in contact with you, shout out your contact information, let them know how they can check you out, where they can check you out, how if they want to be interested in getting any type of, you know, of your work and your artistry, let them know all that.
All right, sure. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on with my work. I actually have a double album coming out, which is actually my debut work, and I have a little bit of everything in it, spoken word, poetry, of the music, God Hop, Federation, R&B, have some reggae, some roots, some house, some Haitian drumming, some gaga, some, you know, it's just going to be a beautiful mixture of all kind of different things, because I kind of, I'm branching out to different areas and not just the spoken word. You can check me out at www.facebook.com/HAITIBLUEC. If you can't add me, just send me a message and I'll add you. That project is still being worked on, you know, amongst others. So if you'd like to also reach me on Twitter, that's Haiti Blues, HAITIBLUEZ. I'm on Reverb Nation. And you can email me as well at HAITIBLUEZFOOD. I do shows and got stuff like that lined up. So I have a lot that's coming out right now. Just working on getting myself realigned. Oh, also, yo, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't had a chance to try, get on some comedic yoga. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're stressed out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're going through a rough day, you know what I'm saying? Yo, yoga just does amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As being a devout brother, I'm devout with it, but I'm getting there. You know, I've been through an accident, and it was because a car accident. I was broadsided.
Mm.
And it was because I was going through comedic yoga, I didn't sustain injury.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We had other comedic yoga instructors. They were in a car accident, and all they did was comedic yoga to heal ourselves. As a matter of fact, we even had one of our comedic yoga instructors buried in the earthquake in Haiti.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was through her yogic breath that she survived. And not only did she survive, she healed herself and went back to Africa without medicine, just through yoga.
Yeah, we had.
You know, we see LeBron James do his thing, you know what I'm saying? He talks about yoga. You know what I'm saying? The Chicago Bulls, the championship Bulls, they was on yoga. Yoga is a beautiful thing, and it started in Africa, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we need to get a heal up, you know. And it's not just yoga, there's other healing arts, Tai Chi, Capoeira, the Manchu arts, which are known as martial arts, Qigong, you know, all these things are available to us, and they deal with getting in touch with the breath and getting in touch with yourself. And,
man, I thank this brother for this.
Right now.
Huh? I said, I thank you for this, brother, because I sure was like, I ain't doing no yoga, man. I ain't doing all the yoga.
Nah, you gotta see Brother Yasir Rahotep. Yasir Rahotep was on the show actually on January, and we had him on. If you didn't listen, go back in the archives and definitely check that show out. Brother Yasir Rahotep on talking about comedic yoga. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a yoga practicer. I can speak and attest to the fact that yoga does align you. It does sustain you. You feel different once you begin to do it. And if you have any, and it doesn't matter, Brother Yasir Rahotep was on and he was talking about the actual fact. It don't matter what your flexibility is at what stage you start at. You just keep going, do what you can, and keep going with it. And a lot of people, especially brothers, are discouraged. But when I see my brothers doing their yoga and they doing their yoga stances, they look nothing less than godly when they do it.
Let me ask y'all this. Can you do yoga? Can you do it too much? Like, say, if I wanted to go do it every day, can I do it every day?
Actually what you want to do. You want to get into the practice of doing that every day. Because the more you do it, you're aligning yourself to, you know, how they say the power of God is within, the kingdom of God is within, the queen of the goddess is within. Well, that's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because you're aligning your mind, your body, and your soul together. Your body is the temple. You know what I'm saying? A lot of other people breathing from my chest versus breathing from my abdomen. So automatically, we're not getting enough oxygen in our body.
Exactly.
Wow.
Automatic. The food that we eat is dehydrated. They got all kind of stuff in there that's dehydrated because it's processed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The water too is not, you know, giving us the full oxygen content. There's a lot of things going on, and air is our number one food supply, the air and the sun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So it would help me with my asthma?
Yeah. What?
It'll cure you.
We ain't had no weights and stuff like that, but we had calisthenics, man. When you learn the science of breath, you know what I'm saying? It's a totally different thing, man. Because, again, if you're putting your hands on your abs right now, for example, when you inhale, you're going to inhale like a balloon. And then when you exercise, it's going to deflate like a balloon. So if you're doing that constantly and stuff like that, and then the exercise and the posing and all that stuff, you know, you're reshaping and realigning and regenerating your body, so, you know, the way it's supposed to.
See, man, y'all got me excited. I'm going to look up YouTube. I'm going to see if I can do
Go.
Can I hurt myself if I just did it like
that? It is a yoga revolution going on right now.
Look up, brother.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, no matter what situation that you're going in, you know what I'm saying? Yoga definitely helps you keep your balance and keep your inner peace. It is a process, and it's not necessarily about doing all the poses like everybody else. It's really all about doing what you can do. You know what I'm saying? And then eventually over time, you know, you get just like with anything else, you get better at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yoga helps you lose weight. It helps increase your blood circulation. It helps you with clairvoyance. It helps you stress, flexibility, you know, your spine is your information highway. So by aligning that and getting that tuned up the right way, you know, you tap into all kinds of other things. You know, there's so many different things, strength, endurance, stamina, you know what I'm saying, with your sleeping, you're not going to be and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, your sexual life. There's so many things.
It's a holistic art.
And
right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what though? When the queen here said that you were going to be on the show, I was like, man, who is this brother? I want to know who his brother is. Are you on YouTube anywhere, brother?
I'm on YouTube. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. You can check me out on the Haiti Blues. Actually, you can go type. I have a track called Yes You Will Haiti.
Okay.
It's a spoken word. And actually, if you guys want me to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, heck yeah.
All right, I can go ahead and do that for you. Yeah, it's my last open work. So I'm going to go ahead and do that for you. All right. Haitian history is a more Black African our story. Let's value and appreciate ourselves and embrace our common bond and destiny. L'union fait la force. And this is all to the story, the authority of Black in Saint-Domingue, Haiti. It's not so much based on considerations of commerce and money as the need to block the march of Blacks forever in the world. Napoleon Bonaparte. In overthrowing me, you have done no more than cut down the trunk of the tree of Black liberty in Saint-Domingue. It will spring back from the roots, for they are numerous and deep to Saint Elorcha. Say no to GMOs and Monsanto. Haïti a compté. Haïti chérie, c'est un aucun moment africain nous tous sortis. L'union de la force. Ça, c'est la vérité. Si nous tous d'accord, really I'm well, we will survive. Haïti, chérie, we will arrive. Yes, we will. Haïti, oh, we will survive. Protect our babies. We will arrive. Ça, c'est pour Haïti. Yo, les nous diaspora. Pour nous, Miami. Haïtien, moi, qui est belle. C'est tout le monde qui a souffert comme ça. Parole, sa vérité. Maman, nous, Africa. Mentalement, nous, gagne. Les pas servir, nous, pas. À se parler plein. Tout bagaille, c'est en bas. Les tout pour nous changer. Pour qu'on ait pour qui ça. Psychologique, nous, pas plaire. L'histoire nous dit, nous, ça. Qui nous, c'est gay. En bas, c'est pour baisser. Oui, ouais. About Haiti, yeah, to Mother Nature and everything divinely. We will arise, Africa, let's love and cherish our women and babies. We will serve Haiti, yeah, it's resurrection time. Holla, you feel me? We will arise. Spoken word, stand up. If Haiti didn't get free, where would Black Africans be? Think about it. Come take a journey with me. It was through the Haitian Revolution where Black Africans came together in union. What can we learn from our past and, of course, our story? How does not knowing who we are or value our natural being affect our mind on the day-to-day as well as our natural self-esteem? Imagine what kind of impact that has on our thoughts, our hearts, our attitudes, our brains. Our dreams. Let's understand our side from the family claim and stop playing ourselves. Like how all Black African people came from the same tree. It was because of the Haitian Revolution that France was forced to sell the Louisiana Territory to the Corporation of the United States. That's how this conquered indigenous nation doubled in its land mass. Because of the Haitian Revolution, it caused a major earthquake. Yeah, the God and Goddess spiritual energies of our ancestries are that great. During their own revolution, Haiti helped America defeat Britain and France in 1779 in Savannah, Georgia. We helped to liberate the Dominican Republic, Colombia, and Venezuela from Spain. I ask again, qui voulait payer avant slavery? Who were we before slavery? If Haiti didn't get free, where would we be? We called on our ancestors, our great Black African Ma. Some call her the Black Madonna. Before there was Arset, which the Greeks call Isis. On August 14, 1791, in the Rakaimo ceremony, we call on the Voodoo Great Mother, Urzuli. It was through the divine feminine chi where the lois, our ancestral spirits, gave Haitian people the necessary strength. 21 different African nations put their differences to the side. They came back to the source, the mother force, because they wanted so badly to be free. Because truth can't be denied. Voodoo is the oldest spirituality in the world, so Don't be mad at me or be mad at nature, because nature's intending to be who she is. So don't ever wonder. Let's stop being dumber and dumber. Just because it's not known to you doesn't make you deranged, because it's time to think. It's time to change. It's time to be about proaction, not reaction, because the divine spirits of Mother Nature reign supreme. Our unseen spiritual forces have been mocked for so long and have been played off as just dreams. When now those born with the clairvoyance who saw IET's earthquake coming, you know, and accepted their preventative warnings, because spirituality is now deemed as unclean. Just like how our women's precious 28-day cycle has been misinterpreted and made to be obscene, well, don't believe they hype, when in actuality, in this reality, she is the treat of all life. Just like in the movie Avatar, the Na'vi is we. Like in our ancient matriarchal societies, we had the divine balance of the masculine and feminine energies. The original Trinity, man, woman, and child, was always our solution against the pollution and confusion. We are the dark and the light. We're so intimately connected, so let's respect it. As children of nature, children of the sun, our relationship to our mother has been neglected by nature. We have a divine need for each other, an interdependence for our knowledge is our divine birthright. This education and historical reclassifications brought forth our global, gradual, spiritual severance and removed the African woman and man. That's why violence beats domestic life, yet we gon' make it. We gon' be I do sound right reasoning and internal investments of healing through knowledge and facts brings a much needed clarity about tribulations and despair. It's been a long time for us to recognize that we are so much more. Let's get back to being more African black. Through the destruction like a volcanic eruption, we'll be fertile like hotly freshly spewed magma as we become our phoenix of resurrection. As IT arises from the rubble, like how we Africans will arise from the ash. Let's break all of these spells and rebuild our family wells like the immortal cells of Henrietta Lacks, which cured all kinds of diseases. It was that black human cells that were cultured Joe. They even survived on spaceships. The cosmic shift within this age of Aquarius is so amazing, and it is coming to make all of those see. Just like the unnatural earthquake in Haiti in 2010, the earth shook in IET, yet it didn't bring her people to her knees. This is a world history lesson for all of us to see, to know, so we can pull together and grow. We will survive, IET say. We will arrive, yes, we will, Haiti. Oh, we will survive, protect our babies. We will arise, oh yeah, arise, arise. Yes, we will, hate.
Man, this brother just, man, can I clap on him?
Yeah.
Man, hold on, let me.
This brother just keeps going, like, and he's like,
man.
Yes, yes, this is a Brother Haiti Blues. Definitely check him out if you are not familiar. If you have any comments or questions for the brother, definitely feel free to call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Again, 917-932-8881. We got 20 minutes left on the live stream, meaning that we are only live for 20 minutes, so you better get it in while you can fit it in.
Get it in.
We do have a caller from the 407 area code. Caller from the 407 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions, and where are you calling from?
Yes, Queen, how you doing? This is your boy, Leon Liddy from Orlando, Florida, right here. You know, traffic was crazy. I had a business meeting, but I had to make it here because your Earth Day. You know, matter of fact, hold on. Before I wish you happy Earth Day, hey, Haiti Blues, can you pass that mashed potatoes with the vegan butter and the vegetables over there for me real quick? Thank you. Oh, this is good. Oh, y'all got any more food up in here? Oh, anyway, I'll take that one. I'm leaving. But anyway, happy Earth Day again to you. This is Leon Liddy again. And Haiti Blues, you know, it's finally good to speak to you, brother. You know, I know we're on Facebook, we don't talk much, but, you know, hope it's all as well with you. And peace and blessings to both of y'all.
All right. Oh, Brother Leon, man, it's great to hear you, man, you know what I'm saying, and give thanks for the shout, you know what I'm saying, you know, just keeping it balanced and moving forward, you know what I'm saying, so I definitely got, it's coming through, and, you know, I appreciate everything that you do on your end, you know, on the FB.
Yeah. All right, most definitely. Y'all have a good night, all right?
Hey, you.
All right, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, brother.
All right. Again, I'd like to remind everybody we do have 20 minutes left on the live stream. So if you have any comments or questions for the brother, HT Blues, definitely do call in. The call in number is 917-932-8881. Unfortunately, we have
a little.
I couldn't say the word. It was hot. Stop making fun of me now. It's my birthday. We have lost Sister Nova, all right?
And
she's no longer on the line. Sorry, but we do appreciate Sister Nova and everything
that
she does for the community.
That's cool.
Love that sister. And if you don't know about her, you better check her out on Facebook at Nova Cafile.
I want some of that food off that land.
Nova Cafile on Facebook.com. She's doing big things, and we are here live with the brother Haiti Blues, getting in the groove, listening to what he do. Oh, you speak like that. See, because I told you I was fucking where y'all know about me.
Off the top of the dome.
Yep. All right. I mean, this has been a monumental night. I'm just happy I'm here with some of my favorite people in the whole wide world. And everybody is listening in, and all the birthday love. So I feel so special. I feel like 20 is going to be a good year for me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It already
can I ask the brother, mm-hmm. Are we saying this correctly or are we saying it incorrect? Because I heard somebody say that it's not said with the H, but
yeah,
with the A sound. Aite.
Yeah, Aite.
Okay, just to be clear.
Sign it with me. Aite?
Aite. Okay. Yeah,
Aite.
Just to be clear.
And, you know, if you haven't had an opportunity to check out the history, if you have me on my Facebook and you go through my notes, I have some a very nice little reference page of some videos, and I got to add books and other stuff where you can understand the Aisha Revolution, because more black African people got to understand that. Cause,
exactly.
Yo, when we understand what Aite has done, yo, as a
man,
it's like, you know, just like how Michael Jordan was, I want to be like Mike, you want to be like that too, you know what I'm saying? Because the Aisha Revolution was a family revolution.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. And they opened up the place in the space, not just for Aisha people, but for any African that was enslaved or anybody that was under oppression. And the moment that you landed on the land, you became an automatic citizen. You were free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And Aite helped liberate other nations as well.
Exactly.
Like I said, mentioned in the poem, Savannah, Georgia. You know, we helped during our own revolution. We helped out in Savannah, Georgia. The city of Chicago was founded by Aishin. Five of the Tuskegee Airmen were founded by Aishin.
Yep.
Social Security came from Aite. We built, in 11 years, we built a 20,000-man fortress on top of a mountain peak. You know what I'm saying? With the same ingenuity as Kenneth. So it's just showing you on here on the west side, black folks, you know what I'm saying, all over the world we've been doing stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, we just got to get in tune with each other and feed off of that beautiful vibration of what we be doing, you know what I'm saying? We got the Olmecs, you know what I'm saying, all over the place with the mounds and the pyramids. We got the mounds all over here in North America. There's so much stuff about us, you know what I'm saying, that's coming out in this particular time. And that's what actually Aquarius is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We just left the age of Pisces, the age of belief, the age of illusion.
Exactly.
And we're entering the age of Aquarius, the age of knowing, the age of revelation, the age of reawakening, that Christ root consciousness time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like I was saying earlier, that Christ is not just one man coming, it's all of us. It's that time, you know what I'm saying? And actually, I have a piece that's called Age of Aquarius. It's a little R&B track, which talks about that. You familiar with the... y'all familiar with the 1111 frequency? Y'all familiar with that, right?
Of course. My birthday is June 11th. We all
no, no, I'm not. I'm not. So y'all finna feed me.
Oh, for real? You
want to
break it down, brother?
Oh. Okay. Well, the 1111 frequency is actually a galactic portal, which is symbolic of this particular time. And as a Gemini, you know what I'm saying, the twin, the original twin, it has extra significance because the original twin is actually not two males. It is actually man and woman. You know, it comes from the ancient Kemetic, just the story of the goddess Asar and Aset, the Greeks called Isis and Osiris. And
right.
Those are the actual representations of the twin, because the zodiac actually came out of the Nile Valley, and right now we're following pretty much the Greek version. But anyway, 1111 is a frequency where people are waking up seeing 1111 or 111 on clocks, you know what I'm saying? And there's other numbers and synchronicities that people are seeing. For example, I've been seeing that for the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? I see 1111, 111, I see 222, 333, 444, 555. 10, 10, 12, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, 2, 11, 3, 11, 4, 11, 5. I see all of these. And it's not like I'm trying to see it or anything like that. You know, it just happens. You know what I'm saying? I'll see it in receipts or, you know, and actually I've come into contact with other beings in different places, and we actually met, and then we actually witnessed this together. You know, it's phenomenal, man. And pretty much what I've gathered for my research and everything like that, 11 is a master number. It's just to pretty much continue being and doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because the universe, the genie lamp, you know, is out there. You put your thoughts out there for what you want, and the universe will send that to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The creator, the creatures, God forces are here. You know what I'm saying? But it's just up to us to, you know, tap into and get what's due to us, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's overdue, man, for us not to be unified, not to be on that linear fella force tip, man, because we're the most beautiful, powerful. Everybody's waking on us.
Exactly.
Like, yo, black people, we don't want to wake up.
Exactly.
You know, right now it's time for...
The noggins.
Hey, brother. From me using exploiting Facebook for all this publicity and free advertising, they have blocked me from... sending friend requests, but I'm finna poke you. I just want to let you know that I'm poking. I don't like guys poking me, but, you know, I'm finna let you know that I'm poking you so you can send me a friend request so we can link up.
Not a problem. Hey, you can just send me a message. Can you send me a message?
Nah, they block me from everything, bro. I mean, I exploit Facebook to the fullest.
Oh, they block you from sending a message, too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, interesting.
I'll hook you guys up. You know how I do.
Yeah. Okay, you good. I'll just make sure I get your name and I'll add you and stuff like that. But yo, let me drop this track for y'all. It's on 1111, and it's kind of.
And it's 11 minutes left in the stream, so definitely do, brother.
So let me go ahead and do it. 1111 energy is real. That's what divine order synchronicity has revealed. These angelic portal frequencies compare to open up inside and express how I feel. It's so amazing how these confirmations arise, like how the planets are due to cosmically align. It's like the universe instinctively spoke through time. It's such a bright sign. Know that you are my divine, my lover. Just know your body, soul, your mind, it is of heaven. Just know that you are so sublime, the way you rap. Just know that these are spiritual times, angel Aquarius. You know we got it going on, we are ascending, and you are so fly, girl. Let's stop pretending. You know that you be rocking my world, because it just has arrived, it's so live. Let's raise it higher, it's really not the end of the world. We are ascending, and you are so fly, girl. Let's stop pretending. You know that you be rocking my world, because it just has arrived, it's so live. Let's raise it higher, it's really not the end of the world. It was unexpected how you came to me, the way you resurrected, so come to me so naturally. You valued my worth and helped me through my cheese, and then the truth yourself you too began to see.
It was a captivating element of surprise to witness this unfolding right before our eyes. This is what our ancestors knew and prophesied. It's our awakening time to know that you are my divine. It's our love. You know your body, so your mind. It is a forever. You know that you are so sublime. Oh, will you ever? Just know that these essential times, age of Aquarius. You know we got it going on. We are ascending, and you are so fly, girl. Let's stop pretending. We know that you'll be rocking my world. The coffee ship has arrived. It's a lie. Let's raise it higher. It's really not the end of the world. Indeed, you know that you'll be rocking my world. Oh, yeah. It's really not the end of the world. 11-11 is divine energy. 2012, some lives are changing everything. For it was written in ancient prophecies that we'd awaken from our ignorance. Obviously, get to know yourself better. That's what it's really about. Let's learn and grow together. Apply the uni-rat. Be on that meditation. Experience healing now. Come try committed yoga. Increase your breathing power. Hey, yo, why are you such an optimist? Because I got a dream team just more like optimists. Spiritual eaters are unseen. Yo, we alchemists. 2012, resurrection, Christ consciousness, some common sense. Notice that the non-suspect. God, hot weapons, higher states of constant bliss. So prominent, my metal nets are hieroglyphs. Colossal big. Not only sweet the spelling the mist. We're born divine. Yeah, yeah, 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 we're born divine. 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 Just know now is our time. We're born divine. We're born divine.
Save the report.
Peace.
Yes.
Yes, brother.
And we have, I want to let everybody know, we have Sister Nova back on the line.
Welcome back, Sister Nova.
I don't know.
Yeah, Sister Nova. Oh, yeah, I see Sister Nova all on Facebook talking about Gemini love.
Yes.
Oh, Sister Nova, you got to check out that that photo album I dedicated to Gemini, yo. You know
yes, what I'm saying? Do. But I don't know if she's not talking right now. I don't know if she knows she's on. Well, her mic is open, so she can come back in anytime and speak. But we do only have 6 minutes left on the live stream. Oh, it's been so wonderful chilling with all my Geminis. I love you guys. We are some amazing.
We love you too.
We
all
are
the twins up in the house. Hey, you
yes.
know what I found out the other day too, man? I found out that Lauryn Hill was born on the same day I was born on the same year.
Wow,
you know
we just said that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So the same, we were born on May 25th, 75.
Oh,
you know what
that's
saying?
My that's one of my best Gemini friends' birthday too. Y'all some powerful people on the 25th of May. Y'all some powerful people.
Wow.
You know, the universe is just doing what the universe is.
Exactly.
Gemini love.
All right. And so it's been so wonderful sharing all this time with you guys, and I am so grateful to everybody who calls in, Sister Nova, Brother Aichi Blues. You know, I say right. I say right. Right. Okay, here we go. All right. And, of course, my wonderful co-host, the lovely Gemini himself, Brother Saeed.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful to have had all of you on. And I am grateful. All right. Well, thank you all for listening in. And you have been listening
to
the conversation. Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautiful, informative shows throughout the week. Please come back tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here to Your Health with Dr. D. Mortensborough. All right, she's a naturopathic doctor, holistic health all day. We're all about holistic healing. All right, everybody, it has been so wonderful chilling with you on my birthday.
It's a birthday.
All right. Thank you. All right. It's enough of us acting cuckoo and crazy. I also want to shout out real quick if anybody missed it. Yes. You can check out my jewelry line, Gemini Creations,
yes,
on Facebook, facebook.com/Gemini Creations, G-E-M-I-N-E-Y-E, Creations as it's spelled. And you can check that out with my new line, Angel Wings, all dedicated to the spirituality, talking about angelic sequences, and that's all that 1111 frequency, all of that. It's all coming through. All right. Without any further interruption, I'm going to play this quick commercial promoting the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. On September 29th, it's going to be in the G, so definitely check that out. Then I'm going to take it out with some music of my choice. All right, so peace and blessings, y'all. It was wonderful chilling with you on my birthday.
Peace. Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
Doesn't burn fat, it burns muscle. And men who don't even like women control the business. That's why why the women look like men and the men like bitches. I break it down and God is my witness. Remember Sambo, caricature, characteristics. Now who got the collagen under their lipstick? Implanted Arabic hips, surgical sickness. A bipolar society that claims to be righteous. Spray painting artificial melanin, trying to be like us. Living in a pathetic epidemic, a schizophrenic buying a synthetic body with credit. You mad that I said it, but you know that I'm right. Find a natural beauty and get you some natural love tonight.